Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting in a dramatic setback. House Republicans have failed to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans are forced to shelve a high-profile priority for now after a few GOP lawmakers refused to go along with the party's plan. The stunning roll call fell just a few votes short of impeaching Mayorkas, stalling the Republicans' drive to punish the Biden administration over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. With Democrats united against the charges, the Republicans needed almost every vote from their slim majority to approve the articles of impeachment. The House is likely to revisit plans to impeach Mayorkas, but the next steps to be taken are highly uncertain. Meanwhile, in the Senate, the proposed border security Ukraine bill is apparently going nowhere as well. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans do not see a path forward with the bipartisan border proposal.
We had a very robust discussion about whether or not this product could ever become law. And it's been made pretty clear to us by the Speaker that it will not become law.
President Biden blamed former President Donald Trump for being behind the effort to tank it on the Senate floor. After record-shattering rains poured over swaths of California, the potent atmospheric river continues to sweep through the state and move eastward. National Weather Service meteorologist Ariel Cohen tells KABC the storm is one for the record books.
This has truly been a historic storm for Los Angeles. We're talking about the third wettest two-day stretch since records started in the 1870s.
Rainfall totals as high as 10 inches or more brought widespread severe flash flooding and triggered more than 300 landslides. This is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in an unexpected place.
Everyone knows about the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran. But the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious liberty in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over the past 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN experts say the terrorist threat from radical Muslim groups remains high in conflict zones in Africa and in Afghanistan, and threat levels have risen in some regions, including Europe. The world body says that in West Africa and the Sahel region, violence and threats have escalated. Part of the problem is governments that are weak and unable to bring terrorists to heel. Christians are the primary victims of Islamic terror in Africa. This is SRN News. Federal and local officials are bracing for Super Bowl weekend in Las Vegas by working ahead to tackle crime. We hear more on this developing story from correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting.
Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection, and the Transportation Security Administration shared on Monday that they'll be keeping an eye on counterfeiting, ground drones, and human trafficking during the Super Bowl week in Las Vegas. Cheryl Davies is the lead Super Bowl field coordinator for U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
We will be targeting the transnational organized criminals who seek to benefit from such heinous activity. As the first agency with access to potential human trafficking victims, we have a unique role in recognizing trafficking and potential victims.
They're also encouraging people to avoid purchasing counterfeit merchandise, which officials say is fueled by forced labor and human trafficking. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.